We have the Chick-fil-A thief story on the way. Meanwhile, a woman has been arrested. She's 50. Crime beat, Alexis Weber, arrested Tuesday in Florida. She's been linked to multiple incidents of feces-ing.
Explain, please. Yeah,
please, thank you.
Defacing by defecation. She would go around the neighborhood taking her own human feces and smearing it on vehicles, mailboxes, community food pantries, and private yards.
The food pantry? Yeah.
Well, as you might be upset with that, this young man was.
Like literal crap all over the food pantry. Whoever did this is probably a disgusting person, and I was very shocked.
Out of the mouths of babes.
My
yes,
God.
She is a disgusting person. She took her own feces and smeared it on the food pantry.
Did she provide a reason?
Do you need one?
She's mad at the HOA.
I knew it was going to be with the HOA. I knew that was going to be why. Yeah,
they said.
But you don't bring the food pantry into that.
No, not at all.
Well, one guy said, we had to catch her in the act. Otherwise, you know, it's Florida, so.
Could be anybody.
Yeah. Get the police involved. Because if you call and say, hey, somebody is feces on my car, it's Florida.
That could be feces anybody. I've been to Florida a lot. I've spent a lot of time there, and he's 100% right.
I mean, it's Florida, so what?
Yeah, in Florida, you're just like, oh, somebody's feces.
I just heard an incredible idea out of Florida. Rachel saw this, too. If you know how Florida, the Everglades are full of boa constrictors.
Yeah, pythons,
and,
yeah.
Pythons and stuff. I love this. I mean, I love it. They're going to equip possums, other small animals, rodents, about that size, with tracking devices and release them into the Everglades. Then, when the snakes swallow them whole, they'll know where the snakes are.
Well, I don't want to go darker. Why stop at tracking devices? Right. Let's just look. This animal's going to meet an unpleasant end either way. Let's just go ahead and strap them up with some
explosives.
Yeah. I mean, you hate to say it like that, but
yes,
the possum's going to get eaten anyways. You let it get in there and then you set it off.
Or then are you afraid that the possum would accidentally blow up near somebody, or that the possum would blow up, you know, on its
early
own, with, yeah, early without the snake setting it off?
You're
an animal lover. How does this make you feel?
I don't like it at all. Why can't the snakes live there?
Oh God, they're horrible to the environment. They're invasive species. They kill all. They get rid of all the birds.
There's your way to trap the snakes without involving other little innocent animals.
Well, they truly have like times of the year where you can go
hunt them,
hunt and kill as many as they can. They never get enough. I mean, it truly is taking over the Everglades, like, and killing them.
I mean, they take out, you know, a few, but not even close.
Each year, I feel like they take out another record more, but it's never enough.
Mm-mm.
The scientists should come up with a snake-specific poison that just kills the snakes.
Is that possible?
Sure.
They have
stuff that...
But again, you're going to have to stuff it in a raccoon.
Yeah, exactly.
Raccoon feels fine. Yeah. Hey, what's going on with this snake? Yeah, that's right. London is on the line to comment on... This is Florida specific. As we heard, the woman was putting feces all over everything around the neighborhood. The guy who lives in the neighborhood said, yeah, that's Florida, man. What are you going to do? Landon, you have a comment on this. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, P1 here. So I got a friend down in Florida, and I saw him do this. He put powdered fentanyl on two little gophers, and he let them go. And within like 2 days, there was dead snakes all over the yard.
No,
it worked.
Kidding.
Fentanyl.
Wow,
he OD'd the snakes.
Yes.
I didn't ask how we got the fentanyl.
No,
no, you don't want to know. He sprinkled powdered fentanyl on gophers.
He must really hate snakes because fentanyl, you know, is very dangerous.
Boy, it is. Thank you, Landon.
And very valuable, too.
What a story. I mean, isn't that like a grain of salt size fentanyl can kill you? And, of course, they have to carry Narcan around now. Because that problem was huge a few years ago. That's interesting. So if they put some sort of, the tracking device on you could sprinkle fentanyl on a possum.
Again, we're going to have to stuff the raccoon full of fentanyl or possum.
Yeah, we'll sprinkle it on his back. And then you've got dead snakes laying everywhere. Although just one snake per possum. Yeah. Still the same with the tracking device.
I still don't see how this is effective at all. You find out where they are, and then, okay, again,
however
many rodents or whatever you put in there, mm-hmm. you kill that many. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. That there's got to be a better way to do this.
They've tried for 25 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I was on this show, and we had a story about, oh, they found a couple of pythons in the Florida Everglades. They're because somebody released them. You know, they had them as pets. They didn't want them to put them in the Everglades.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as you've got two, they multiply, and they were immediately concerned, and now it's out of control.
Yeah, because they became, like, immediate king of the Everglades because they can kill and eat pretty much anything.
Nothing right. else will kill it.
Yeah.
Unless...
Maybe, yeah, and even the crocs and gators. Well, no crocs, but gators are small-ish, mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. it'd be hard to get one.
They should make this feces-eating lady, when she gets arrested, that should be her penance... Is going hunt down these snakes.
She's the one.
Spend or anybody in the Florida prison.
Roaming around hunting snakes.
Yeah.
This is another witness from the neighborhood.
There is poop on my van, and I just couldn't believe it. When I look back through my cameras, guess what? That is she.
That's how they caught her.
That is she.
I want to know what the HOA did to her, because I understand what it feels like to be mad at the HOA.
Mm-hmm. I know you do. My guess is she couldn't park her boat in the driveway.
Or something, yeah.
Something like that. HOAs can be tough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, my family battled one mm-hmm. in their place in Florida. That's truly, I believe, why they moved mm-hmm. to South Carolina, was my brother-in-law got so tired of the HOA.
Took a couple of weeks to figure out that it was neighbor Alexis Weber. She was putting the feces on the cars of the people who run the HOA and also the garages. But the food pantry?
That was uncalled for.
That, yeah.
If she just did it on to the people that run the HOA, I would cut her some slack.
Whoa. Yeah. Really? A slack cut for feces-ing.
Yeah, but the food pantry didn't deserve it.
They didn't.
Well, you heard the young man. You heard the boy.
Like literal crap all over the food pantry. Whoever did this is probably a disgusting person, and I was very shocked.
He stands by
I was going to get that can of black beans, but can't now.
She's disgusting even in Florida. My favorite was the guy who said, it's Florida.
Well, he's right. I mean, you see so much crazy stuff in Florida that you're just like, yeah.
Every time you hear a wild story, you go like, hold on, where was, oh,
almost Florida. Almost always in Florida. Exactly. Texas. This is the Chick-fil-A employee. This is Crime Beat now. A Chick-fil-A employee, his name is Keyshawn Jones, who had already been fired, was angry at the restaurant. His fellow employees, some of them, didn't know he had been fired, so he kept the uniform and snuck back in as if he was on the clock, and while he was there, he would ring up fake orders of macaroni and cheese and refund the money to his own credit card more than 800 times. He stole $80,000 from Chick-fil-A before they caught him.
Whoever's running that place is an idiot.
Wow.
Exactly. He wasn't even an employee. He went in.
And also, did no one notice that he was just standing by the register constantly putting his own card in the reader?
I know. It's like, does nobody pay attention?
Yeah. That is unbelievably stupid, and the restaurant should not get the money back. In fact.
Honestly, he earned that money.
In fact.
He did. He worked hard for that.
I would say this is... You did something wrong. It's terrible. But whoever owns this place and runs it is a moron.
The manager, who didn't work the shift when Keyshawn would go in and refund mac and cheese to his own card, noticed all the refunds, then looked at security cam and said to his assistant manager, "What's Keyshawn doing here?"
I fired him.
I mean, I can understand if you got $800 worth. But yes. To get $80,000 in refunds?
I also don't understand, because every place I've worked, to issue a refund, you need a manager code. I guess maybe he had the manager code?
I would bet he had the code. That doesn't shock me. I just think that the lack of communication mm-hmm. between everyone there, and no one noticed that Keyshawn would just stand at the register.
That's right.
Constantly ringing up mac and cheese right. and refunding it.
That's right. Eventually arrested, he faces charges, theft, money laundering, evading arrest, 10 years in prison if convicted. I mean, that's
I know.
That's 80,000. That's fed. I mean, that's.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to prison.
I don't know about 10 years, but yes. Mm-hmm.
I almost cut him a little slack, because I feel like that should have been really caught in immediately.
Well, definitely.
Should have got one refund in.
Yeah.
That's two big black eyes for Chick-fil-A here. Remember, there was the Chick-fil-A employees that were twerking and showing their.
That's right.
That's not like Chick-fil-A.
It's un-Chick-fil-A like. That's right. And they got fired. It was after hours when they were doing it, but they were in the Chick-fil-A uniforms. And people were saying, how dare you represent Chick-fil-A mm-hmm. in this way, even though it was after hours. You know, remember many years ago, there were a couple of Wendy's employees who took a bath in the sink.
Hell yeah.
That's Wendy's.
Yeah.
This is Chick-fil-A.
We're not mad about that.
There's a little.
We expect that at Wendy's.
Remember that?
Yeah.
They were one film the other.
Yeah.
Taking a bath in the sink.
Yeah, it was almost impressive. Those things are big, but you still got to be pretty agile to get in them.
I'd say to get in those sinks, yeah, rough. And they are going to press charges to the full extent.
Of course, but mm-hmm. I still, if I was the owner of that Chick-fil-A, mm-hmm. I would probably fire mm-hmm. my managers.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Because they
how did you not communicate?
They didn't know that
he was no longer working with us, and then you just let him stand there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he had to have been standing there for a long time, just constantly.
You know, I was just thinking, so he got fired, right? He's probably not a good employee.
Mm-hmm.
So then when they saw him standing there, they were probably like, oh, that's what he always does.
Yeah,
he probably just doesn't do anything ever, and it was like on brand for him.
Apparently, yeah. He just stands around.